Horses and pastures go together, but what exactly is a pasture, and what considerations should be made regarding it? In a moment, we'll talk about some basic pasture concepts. Welcome to this podcast from the Rutgers Equine Science Center. The Equine Science Center is a unit of the New Jersey Agricultural Experiment Station at Rutgers, the State University of New Jersey. It is recognized worldwide for its mission of better horse care through research and education to advance the well-being and performance of horses in the equine industry. Pastures come in a variety of sizes and locations. They can be small, large, flat, hilly, shady, or open, but they must have over 30% edible vegetative cover to be considered a pasture. If you are going to define a pasture, you might state it is an area of land, usually half an acre or more, where grasses and legumes are grown for the purpose of supplying nutrients to grazing animals. During the grazing season, a well-maintained pasture can provide the total amount of carbohydrates, fats, proteins and vitamins, and minerals that an average horse needs for maintenance. When used for nutrition, pastures offer an economical feed source by reducing the amount of purchased feed needed for the animal. But pastures provide more than just a source of food. Grazing in a pasture permits horses to exercise and may aid in their ability to stay fit and healthy. Exercise is necessary for proper functioning of the animal's digestive system. While grazing and resting outside, the horse is also soaking up sunshine, necessary for the synthesis of vitamin D. Additionally, time in the pasture provides important social interaction, which can have a positive impact on a horse's behavior. And, just as important, pastures provide erosion control and aesthetically pleasing environments for rural and residential neighbors. In addition to the vegetative cover of grasses and legumes, a pasture must have a means to contain horses within its boundaries. Fences are the most well-known containment system and should be constructed with horse-safe materials and of a size appropriate for the type of animals held in the pasture. Besides pastures, another useful outdoor space for horses is a dry lot. Dry lots are fenced areas with little or no edible vegetation, but serve the useful purpose of exercise, exposure to sunlight, and social interaction. Some farms use a system of pastures and dry lots to accommodate the various needs of different horses and different seasons. The recommended space allotment in a dry lot is at least 400 square feet per horse. The number of animals on a pasture is referred to as the animal density or stocking rate. If a pasture is used to provide a significant source of nutrition and exercise, the number of animals should not be so large that they overgraze the plants. A stocking rate that keeps at least 70% of the pasture in vegetative cover is ideal. By modifying your pasture management, you will also be able to adjust your stocking rate accordingly. Some of these management practices are described in other Equine Science Center podcasts, and all are included in the fact sheets and website areas featured on the Equine Science Center website. Plant and seed varieties in a pasture should be chosen according to the pasture's usage, soil type, and climate. Varieties differ in their ability to withstand heat, drought, wet conditions, and traffic. To keep a pasture in top form, use the best pasture seed mixture for your climate, soil type, and stocking rate. We discuss seed varieties in greater detail in another podcast from the Equine Science Center. Pasture management is an evolving, dynamic system requiring care and supervision year-round. It is not a one-shot deal and should be regarded as a system in constant flux. When managing pastures, one needs to be diligent in keeping an eye out for evolving situations. Unpalatable plant species may start to crowd out more palatable ones, as horses are selective grazers, often eating one plant and leaving another. This creates opportunities for the ungrazed vegetation, including weeds, to take over. Wear and tear from horses' hooves also can become a problem, as can seasonal conditions and the effects of extreme weather. These are just a few of the types of problems that must be dealt with in managing pastures. Whether renovating or establishing pastures for the first time, there are a number of factors that should be taken into consideration. What is the pasture going to be used for? Nutrition and/or exercise? Social interaction? Erosion control? Beautification? What is the current condition of the pasture? The stocking rate? And seasonal variance? And how much management is one willing to provide to keep the pastures healthy? Maintaining good pastures has many components as well that deal with resting, manicuring, and feeding the vegetation. Look for our future podcasts that will address these issues in more detail. The information in this podcast was derived from the Rutgers Cooperative Extension Fact Sheets number 770-368 and E-296, which are posted on the Equine Science Center website. They can be downloaded at www.esc.rutgers.edu.